Welcome to the High Performer Podcast, where we help you live deeper, perform better, and work smarter so you can experience wild success without compromising your quality of life in the process. I'm your host, Taylor Thompson. I'm a speaker, author, and high performance business strategist ready to help you make the most of your one life. Ready? Let's dive in. Hey, high performer. I am back with another chapter read from my best-selling book, More Life. So in case you have missed it, I am taking some time over the next year or so to read every chapter of my book here on the podcast. To be honest, it's probably going to be over a year. It's probably going to be a year and a half that I'm reading these chapters to you. But I am super excited. We have gotten such incredible feedback from people loving listening to the book, especially people who have read the book. They love listening to it. I mean, there's so many different ways to learn and consume information, and everybody learns differently. And it's been really cool to get messages of people picking up different things, listening to it than they did when they were reading it to themselves, which is so, so special. So here we go. Today we are doing chapter 3. And let's get into it. Chapter 3, Why We Overdo It. There's a fine line between challenging yourself and overwhelming yourself. Brittany Burgender. All right, you're probably working so hard right now that you're losing what you're actually working toward. This happens because we overdo it. We overwork, overachieve, overcommit. We do too much. Before diving into More Life, we must uncover the root cause of overdoing, because overdoing it in life leads to desiring do-overs, aka regrets. The problem with overdoing it. As I've mentioned, I'm a big achiever. I am here for it. Living an ambitious life can be beautiful. However, there is a dark side to it. Here's what can happen if you're not careful. You lose your quality of life. You know this. We just covered it. Maybe you're working so hard to earn more money so you can eventually work less and be more present with your family. But let me ask you this. Have you answered a work email during an important family event or taken a call from your boss while on vacation? While you're attempting to make more money so you can spend more time with your family, are you spending less time with your family? It's no big deal, you think. It's just one email, one call, one late night. But if you add it all up, you'll see that you're robbing your life of meaning, joy, and impact. You spend so much time, energy, and focus on achievement that you keep your head down only to look up one day and see that the other aspects of your life are in shambles. Your friendships, your family, and your health, just to name a few. Success shouldn't come at such a high cost. You miss out on memories. 20 years from now, the only people who will remember you worked late are your spouse and your kids. And I guarantee you won't be able to remember what you were working on that made you miss out on so much. While you were grinding away day after day, night after night, the people you love were making memories without you. You get stuck in busyness and burnout. When you feel an intense desire to achieve, you end up on a never-ending hamster wheel of busyness and burnout. At this point, you are doing, 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 and doing some more without ever stopping to just be. This is not sustainable. It will catch up to you. You live for the beginning and end of each achievement or project. This is what I call the gap trap. When you are so focused on achieving, you get excited about the beginning of a project or a goal, that rush of something big and new. Then you lose yourself in the process and keep your head down, hyper-focused on checking all the boxes. And if you reach your goal, you're excited again at the end. And that's it. You're happy a little at the beginning and a little at the end, but you don't remember much, if anything, about the in-between, and you sure as heck didn't enjoy the process. The beginning and the end are only 2% of the entire time you spend on an achievement or project. Do you want to continue disliking 98% of your life? There's so much power in getting clear on where you are in your journey, where you want to go, and where you still want to be. Still, I see so many people living in the gap trap, knowing very well that they have a long way to go to where they want to be and who they want to be. and it locks them into a state of scarcity and lack, always thinking about what they have not yet achieved and who they have not yet become. You see, there is a gap between where you are now and where you want to go, and you feel like you'll never close it. Spoiler alert, there will always be a gap between where you are now and where you want to go, because you're an ambitious person and you will always desire more for your life and work toward it. And that's not a bad thing, as long as you also stay rooted in gratitude for where you are now. So, will you continue to focus on the gap? It's not just about here's where I am and here's where I'm trying to go. It's also about living in the in-between. What if you chose to focus on the journey instead? When you can wrap your mind around an understanding that there is a journey between where you are and where you want to be, you can live in the journey, not in the gap. You put off fully living, waiting to achieve the next thing. What are you putting off until after you reach a goal or achieve something? Are you putting off happiness and fulfillment? You don't have to wait until you achieve X goal to feel good and excited. You can have those things today, regardless of what you do or don't achieve. In fact, you'll find that if you are happy and fulfilled right now, you'll reach your goals faster and easier. I'll be successful when I made $1 million. I'll be happy when I have a big house. I'll be satisfied when I retire. These are all external things, but often happiness is as simple as I'll be happy when I decide I am. You live in the future. When we emphasize growth and ambition and goals and work toward in the future, then every present moment's sole purpose is about the future instead of the beauty of now. When all you're doing is working toward the future, you're never living in the present. You can live in the present moment and still make decisions and take actions that shape a supportive future. What's the cost? With all that said, let me ask you a tricky question. Is your current lifestyle sustainable? Mentally, emotionally, physically, socially, financially? If you're making money, but your mental, emotional, or physical health is in a bad place, is it worth it? If externally you're crushing it, but internally you're feeling crushed by the external, is it worth it? Is it worth it if you love your work but have no time to spend with the people you love? Time, health, and relationships are our greatest assets, and we tend to take them for granted until it's too late. I don't want you to get so lost in the hustle, hard work, and achievement that you forget you're on a mission for a better quality of life. Why we overdo it. Now that you have a taste of the dark side of achievement, let's explore why we do this. Why do we overdo it? High achievers feel compelled to overdo it for a variety of reasons. Here's just a few. Childhood wounds. Maybe you feel like you need to overdo it because of something from your past, but you don't have to compensate for what happened to you in childhood by being a workaholic as an adult. Instead, work and achieve as you want today, not as you've needed to in the past. Comparison. We are so connected through our phones and can see what everyone else is doing. We see what other people have and we feel the need to compete. I guarantee we'd all be happier if we took a moment to tune in and ask ourselves if what they have is even what we want. We overdo it because work is fun. You love the work you do and you want to do it all the time. Instead, find hobbies and joy outside of work so that when you want to do something for fun, it's not always work. We overdo it because of personal growth and identity. Psychological satisfaction and growth are found in tackling challenging problems, so of course you want to grow. Instead, seek growth and identity outside of work and achievement to create a more well-rounded life. We overdo it for definable wins. It's easy to justify spending more time working where the rewards are clear versus our personal lives where they are not. Instead, start measuring the performance of the rest of your life. Put a number to it so that your growth-hungry heart can spend time growing personally too. We overdo it for status and value signaling. When someone asks how we're doing, saying, "We're crazy busy" is a way of signaling our status and worth, and maybe a faint effort at fishing for sympathy. Busyness makes people feel important and in demand, and simultaneously deprived, ignored, and victimized. It makes them feel exciting and complex instead of dull and simple. Busyness has become a status symbol. People compete about being busy. Who wouldn't want to be seen as in demand and essential? Instead, recognize that you are valuable to society as you are. And oftentimes, signaling your importance makes you less important in the eyes of others because they can sense that you're trying too hard. We overdo it because we have a low sense of worth. We overdo it because we have a low sense of self-worth. When you have a low sense of self-worth, you say yes to things, take on too many projects, and work more so that others can see you are worthy. Instead, know that your worth is not tied to your work. I'll say it again. Your worth is not tied to your work. You are worthy just as you are, regardless of your achievements, and you always have been, 100%, and nothing can change that. You are seeking a hit of dopamine. You know that high you get when you achieve something you worked hard for. Unfortunately, it doesn't last. And that's why we continue going without ever stopping. We crave that temporary hit of dopamine that achievement offers us because it makes us feel good. Otherwise, life feels boring and we feel lazy. Instead, seek a hit of dopamine elsewhere, like in a sip of your morning coffee, the anticipation of date night, making your bed, or cooking lunch. Find that hit of joy outside your work and achievement. We overdo it because we think achievement will bring happiness and fulfillment. You don't win in life when you achieve any particular thing. Seeking joy and fulfillment through external things you don't have control over is a surefire way to unhappiness. And what happens when you no longer have that thing or that achievement becomes a thing of the past? You lose your happiness and fulfillment. Instead, learn to love yourself regardless of so-called results. Someone told you it's what you should do. Social media and traditional media have a way of rushing everyone toward a life that isn't even designed for them. It has also conditioned people to pursue success that looks good from the outside. Instead, change the way you look at happiness and success. Realize that you're only happy and successful if you feel it on the inside. And if it feels good on the inside, it will look good on the outside. And lastly, we overdo it because we are trying to live more life. You want to provide a good life for yourself and your loved ones. You work hard to make a good living and be the best you can be because you are trying to make the most of life. This is an excellent reason to achieve. However, if constant pressure drives you crazy and burns you out, that is not okay. Instead, live more life as you're achieving and working. Whatever the reason you're driven to elevate work above other domains of your life, it's not too late to restore an ideal balance or to find that balance for the very first time. It's not too late now, but one day it will be. When you can get to a place where you are no longer proving your success to others and instead living your success for you, that is truly peace and fulfillment. So what do we do? Identifying why you overdo it can unlock its hold on you. Is it because you're addicted to chaos? Are you trying to prove to others that you're worthy or prove to yourself that you're worthy? Why do you overachieve? Why do you overwork? Why do you overcommit? Why do you have this burning desire to work so hard and achieve all the time? When you can pinpoint where this comes from, you can release it. The solution. Now, working and achieving are not all bad. They can be really good. It's when we overdo it that it becomes detrimental to our quality of life. Enter high performance. High performance is above average success sustained over the long term without sacrificing health, relationships, and quality of life. It's about shifting and operating as a high achiever to a high performer focused on quality, and the way you do that is through performance. Differences between high achievers and high performers. High achiever is constantly busy. High performer is intentional with time. High achiever lives in survival mode. A high performer thrives. High achievers lack priorities and time management. High performers know what's most important in work and life. High achievers don't have enough time in the day. High performers make time for what's important. High achievers don't work on the things that move the needle forward. High performers only work on the things that move the needle forward. High achievers feel like they have to do more to be successful. High performers know that when they be more, they are successful. High achievers are chronic yes men to new work and projects. High performers set boundaries to protect what's important. High achievers run around frantic. High performers are more calm, collected, and centered. High achievers have no goals, don't know what they want other than to be quote unquote successful. High performers have clear goals, KPIs, and targets to hit for a meaningful life. High achievers give too much energy and not enough ROI. High performers manage energy for the best ROI. High achievers overdo everything. High performers do only the right things. High achievers think in the short term. High performers think in the long term. High achievers focus on action. High performers focus on results. High achievers receive fulfillment from destination. High performers receive fulfillment from the journey. Experience the life you want while in pursuit of more and avoid burnout at all costs. Life is life, so live it now. You can have the success you desire and your well-being, the success you want and amazing relationships, your big dreams and a life you love and enjoy every day. More on the how later, but first you must know why this is urgent. The integration for this chapter. Here is what I recommend to integrate what you've learned in this chapter. Number one, get honest about if you are overdoing it. Number two, identify where you are operating in the left or the right column of the high achiever, high performer graphic. Number three, determine why you work so hard and feel the need to achieve. I love using Simon Sinek's 7 levels of why exercise for this. Example, ask yourself, why do I work so hard? So that I can blank. And then ask yourself why 7 more times. Take some time to sit with this, knowing this will help you stay out of that high achiever dilemma. And that is chapter 3 of More Life. If you want to head back to chapters 1 and 2, you can. They are in the archives of the podcast. Chapter 1 was from December. Chapter 2 is from February. Those are amazing places to start. And I am super excited for you to tune into chapter 4, which is my personal favorite. I would say top 3 favorite chapters of the book. So stay tuned in a few weeks and I will be reading you chapter 4. Until then, I would love so deeply if you would head to Amazon, leave me a review for the book. If you have not yet purchased the book, you can. The link is below. We have everything you need in the show notes. And I will see you next week, High Performer. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for joining us this week on another High Performer episode. Podcasts are so freaking amazing, but one of the things I dislike about podcasts is that it's kind of a one-way street, and I want to connect with you. I would love it so much if you would send me a DM on Instagram at HeyTaylorThompson telling me what you loved about today's episode. Thank you again for joining me, and I can't wait for you to catch next week's episode.